Hey, baby. Nope, you didn't wake me. Part I wanted to stay awake for your call, and part I wasn't sleepy yet. So how was your day? Ugh, sounds stressful. I hate it when they break things because they're idiots, and you have to fix it, and they act like it's somehow your fault. I know, it sucks. Only 3 days till you're back here, though. What do you mean, speaking of sucking? Oh, really? Well, would it interest you to know that while I was waiting for you, I was looking at Tumblr? #slowblowjob. Totally serious. I was fantasizing about it when the phone rang. Want me to tell you? Okay, get comfy because I know you will like this. So we are going to play a game. I want to go down on you and suck you and get you to come like that. But you can't join in till I tell you to. I mean, you can't thrust or touch or try to take over or control the pace. You have to let me do it all. I want to tease you till you are absolutely wild, and then when I say you can get active, let's say the release word is now, you take all that pent-up energy and arousal and frustration and go to town on my mouth. What do you think? Oh yeah? I was lying here fantasizing about it and planning to suggest it to you when you get home on Friday. Shh, honey, hotel walls aren't that thick. And if it's this late here, your neighbors are probably sleeping, or at least trying to watch their porn videos in peace. Okay, calm down. 3 days to go. But if you want, we can play a version of it now. Want, huh? Okay, here's the deal. First, take off all your clothes. Ah, really? I see. So you had plans for some phone sex, huh? Hoax. Well, your hopes are going to come true. Now get comfy and relaxed. No, don't touch yourself yet. At all, okay? How hard is your cock now? Dang, just asking the question made you harder. Well, this won't take long then. Or will it? Okay, here is the deal. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you on Friday. The long, slow, teasing blowjob I was just fantasizing about giving you. And just like you can't actively participate when we do this for real, you can't touch yourself now. No, I can't see you, but it won't be fun if you cheat. So don't cheat, and let me do this for you, okay? I am going to get you as worked up as I possibly can, and then I'll say now, and you will grab that hard cock and come for me. Ready? Okay, when you get home on Friday, I'm going to pick you up from the airport, and we are going to stop for dinner like civilized folks and tell each other about our week and have pleasant, boring Friday night married couple conversations. And then we are going to go home, and you are going to take a shower and get all nice and clean for me. Well, I'm not telling you you have to shave, but I will tell you that stubbly, spiky porcupine balls are not nearly as much fun to put in my mouth. You can make the call there. Nope, I'm not showering with you. I know how that turns out when you are wound up. I will have showered and got all ready for tonight. I'm going to change into that pretty lacy nightie while you shower. And when you are out of the shower and dried off, I lead you over to the chair in the corner of our room and have you sit down on it. Then I kneel in front of you and do what I've been waiting to do all week. Worship your cock. So slowly. Admire it. And watch you get half hard just from my loving gaze before I even touch it. Hold it and squeeze so gently. Caress your balls. Bring the tip to my lips and lick it till you groan and beg me to put it in my mouth. Are you extremely hard right now? Too bad. I love to feel you get hard in my mouth. Maybe when we start round two. Shh, okay, I'll keep going. And then I take it in so slowly, a centimeter at a time, feeling you hold yourself back from thrusting. I feel a hand stroke my head and I shake my head no. Keep my mouth on you while I gently put your hands down and press them against your side until you get the idea and arch up to slide them under you. That's better. I know you can control yourself for me because it's what I want, so I can make it even better for you. Good. Yes, you will. I know. Listen to you moan. You aren't touching yourself, are you? Good boy. Is it nice and hard, though? Standing up for me? I'm going to enjoy that. I'll try to take more time on Friday, but I was half worked up before you called, and I bet you are getting impatient, too. I'm going to start working on you with my mouth in earnest, pressing you back to the back of my throat, gagging myself a little. I know you like those noises, and when we both know, I can take it all the way down if I want to, but I'm not going to just now. I'm going to suck you and lick you and tease you till you beg. Yeah, I'm sure there will be payback. I'm okay with that. Really getting into it now. Taking it deep, sucking a little harder and moving a little faster. Feeling you wriggling under me, listening to your pleas, your begging. Yeah, exactly like that. Beg me nicely and I'll say the magic word. Not quite there yet. That was just a grade B effort. Keep trying. Here, let me inspire you. Taking you as deep as I can, almost into my throat. I know both of us are imagining your hands on my head, pressing me that final bit. When I release you, are you gonna be sweet, or are you going to finish roughly? Ooh, wrong answer, babe. You aren't frustrated enough yet. I should keep going. Just hovering there on the edge, licking you with my tongue, your cock almost sliding into my throat. Oh, you will be rough then? I guess you are almost ready. Almost. Maybe I'll just make you come without letting you move. Yeah, that would be cruel. Okay. I can't take too much begging. Are you ready? I'm going to give you the release word. But first, say, thank you, my sweetest, sweetest wife who I love and adore. Oops, you forgot a sweetest. Say it again. Yes, I'm serious. Say, it again. There you go. Good boy. Okay, no more teasing. You have been so good. I know you want to grab my hair and stuff your cock into my throat and release that load, don't you? Okay, ready? On three. One. Two. Three. Now. Yeah, that's it. Right down my throat. Every drop, fill it up. Oh, that's it. Yeah, I love hearing you come. Yes, I did. I heard it. Well, clean off the headboard, because that's rude to leave for the maid. You are such a good boy and such a good husband, and I can't wait to have you home and your beautiful hard cock where it belongs, in my mouth and every other hole in my body. We might have to stay in all weekend. I did enjoy it. Oh, baby, that noise you made, I'm gonna be replaying that in my head all week. I want to make you make that noise in person in 3 days. You are so hot. Thank you. I love you too. Talk to you tomorrow. Be good. Night, sweetie.